USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until after they left the country, so as to reduce the risk and disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in the country. And the Supreme Court declined to intervene in an appeal over a lower court's decision to revive a Trump-era immigration policy known as Remain in Mexico. A federal judge in Texas had ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the policy that forced those applying for asylum in the U.S. to remain in Mexico while their case was being processed. The ruling means the White House will have to go through a lengthy administrative process to end the policy. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A former Afghan aid worker, now running for Congress in Illinois, says that there's no way the United States has an accurate picture of what's going on with people trying to get to the Kabul airport for evacuation. Lance Fry has more.
On Monday, the Biden administration said all Americans can get out of Afghanistan if they want to. Former Kabul aid worker and Illinois Congress candidate Republican Esther Joy King tells Fox News, by allowing the Taliban to be the first checkpoint for everyone trying to leave means Washington has no idea what's going on.
The stories have simply intensified. Our United States Department of State is working with the Taliban to help process people because they're overwhelmed, so they're outsourcing visa checks to the Taliban. That's the state that it is on the ground, and it is absolutely a horrendous situation, and this lies squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration and poor leadership.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Food and Drug Administration gave full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine on Monday, with many hoping that the full license will encourage more people to get the shot, as well as see more businesses issue vaccine mandates. The CEO of Pfizer, Dr. Albert Bourla, says that this vaccine is one of the most studied medicines in history. He tells Fox News about the process the company underwent to get the FDA's full approval.
We have done a submission to the FDA that has an unprecedented magnitude. Just to give you an idea, the file that we submitted to the FDA was composed by 360,000 pages. 360,000 pages of data. I don't think there is any other medicine in the world that have been studied so intensively, not only in controlled clinical trials like the ones that we presented to the FDA, but in real world information. For example, we have given this vaccine to more than 1 billion, we have given more than 1 billion doses of this vaccine globally, hundreds of millions in the US. And we have systems, particularly in countries where they have full electronic medical records like Israel, where 99.9% of the population is in computerized systems, that we have very good visibility on the safety and efficacy of this vaccine. So I think it is one of the most researched medicines in the world.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.